Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second, the first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting third, the center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Whit Wyatt. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Werber moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Grube and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. There goes Farrell. The throw from Grube and Farrell is out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler takes first base on ball four. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Warsler moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Judge reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Judge scores. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. There goes Jolly trying to get to third. Haas throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Jolly for the out. 1 out. It's 3 to nothing, Red Sox. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judge. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Judge steals second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Cook reaches second base with a double. Judge scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grube settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Farrell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cook scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Hayes moves to second. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0 for 1 in the game. Grube is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kimsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Welch moves to second. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Cook reaches second base with a double. Welch scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Earl Webb pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Hayde now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell is hit by the pitch. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp bunts towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seed strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Warsler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Werber reaches second base with a double. Haas throws the ball into Hayes, who relays the ball to Dykes, who tags Werber trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judge hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Hal Hayde. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Swanson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.